In 1947, Israelis began a process of ethnic cleansing in Palestine, which still goes on today, 65 years after the first forced exodus of Palestinians from their homes. Their many French supporters gathered on Nakba Day to make sure the world never forgets their suffering. Today, Israel continues to ignore international law, grab more land, build new settlements, and commit further crimes against Palestinians.
So many years later, things have changed for the worse, I'm afraid. Yeah, I'm very much against what is happening right now. I'm very sad, very, very sad. Very sad, really.
While many Israelis maintain that some 800,000 Palestinians left willingly, history does not support it. The truth is that with British troops still in Palestine, a Western-armed Israeli force spent several months wiping dozens of villages off the map and executing at least 10,000 people, most of them unarmed civilians.
It's still going on, and here we are. We're doing trade with Israel. We're welcoming their politicians into Europe. Israel is being treated as just an ordinary another country, where it's in fact a country that's violating international law. It's in a country of apartheid. It's a country of racism.
While many French pro-Palestinian groups are considered to be among the most supportive in Europe, the French state has repeatedly backed Israel. Some 50 years ago, it was the French who gave Israel the technology to build their stockpile of nuclear bombs.
And the French government does nothing to outlaw those fascist thugs who exert violence in the streets of Paris, attacking anyone who defends the rights of the Palestinian people.
International condemnation against Israel has increased tremendously since 1947, but with their automatic support from the U.S. and NATO, global democracy has repeatedly failed to back the Palestinian people.
For 65 years, the Palestinians have been continually suffering from the crimes of imperialism. Many in France say they have been suffering along with them sympathetically, and that they are ready to struggle another 65 years, if necessary, for justice in Palestine. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.